don't know where she's finding the time. She's got to be out there on the campaign trail. Roseanne Curley, she's running for House of Representatives in the 106th District. Roseanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, first question. You're a lifelong resident of this area, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself for people who don't know.
Okay. I was born in a birthing house in Harrisville, but I was raised in Oscoda. And then I went to college at Central Michigan University and graduated and got an education degree. And then my husband and I built a house together out. We built it ourselves out in Mikado. And I lived there for many, many years in Alcona County.
Okay.
And then I moved back into Oscoda, and I live on the edge of the Merkle Farm, which is my grandparents' farm.
Very good. Now, you're a teacher, or were a teacher, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know that very well, because you had my son while in school, right?
That's right. And we stumped the chump.
You did. You did stump the chump. I remember that question now about the five seas, right?
Right, the five oceans.
Five oceans.
Because they added the another ocean because the Pacific was so big, so they call it the Southern Ocean.
Pretty cool. Now, you were a teacher for many, many years. Now you're a candidate for state representative. What made you decide to do this, Roseanne?
Well, I started out with the Iosco County Democratic Party in 2006. I went to a meeting with Judge Ed Keller, a good friend of mine, and somehow I ended up being the vice chair because no one was running, and then right after that, the chair quit, and I was the chair, so I had to take a quick study on politics, and I found out that I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And after all of these years, I found out that a lot of people don't know who their representative is.
Yeah.
They don't know what district they're in. So I've been trying to educate people, and I have spent the last year since September, it'll be almost a year in September, educating myself. I've taken a class at Alpena Community College. I've read a ton of books. On my brochure, it says, if Americans don't feel represented by their representatives, maybe it's because they're not. And that book is by Hendrik Hertzberg. It's called Politics. He's a great writer, and I learned a lot from his book and many other books I've been reading and just working every day.
Very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about your platform. What's going to set you apart from, I know you've got two other candidates who are running against you for the primary. What sets you apart? What are some of the things you want to bring to the table if elected?
Well, mainly, I want to make sure that we don't end up getting so desperate that we bring in industries that will be harmful to our environment.
Okay.
It is so beautiful. I mean, I had never really been through Sheboygan County and Presque Isle before. I would drive through on my way to Northern Michigan University, and I just stayed on US 23 because I also went to Northern for 2 years. But I just couldn't believe the beauty up there. And I would hate to see any industry that would destroy our beautiful 106. It's totally amazing. So I would like to see our second biggest industry here in Michigan. A lot of people don't realize it is agriculture.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see our millennials, our young people, be trained in the agricultural fields, and because I feel that would be less harmful. And I'm really into renewable energies. My son and I tried to start a business in biomass fuel management. I bought the property, we put a road in, we did everything, but they ended up somehow not giving the money to the renewable energies, and we really couldn't get our business off the ground.
All right.
So those are my two things, is agriculture, renewable energies, train these young people, these millennials, get them interested in politics, make sure they get out there tomorrow and vote. And if they're not registered, go down there tomorrow and get registered.
Exactly.
Because the next election's in November, and I hope they can vote for me then.
Now, you know, you taught for over 30 years, and I was surprised not to hear your first maybe platform thing would be about education. How do you feel about the education and the funding and the way things have been going in the schools lately?
That's a given. No one even has to discuss that because we need to get our money back into the public schools. I'm adamant about that. That will be one of my top priorities. It's just that everybody says that, and it's starting to sound like a cliche.
Right.
So, but no, education would be my top priority.
All right. Now, have you been out quite a bit? Are you going door to door, that kind of thing? Are there ways people will be able to reach you between now and, of course, the primary tomorrow?
Yes, on my phone.
Okay.
I haven't used a lot of social media because I did not have a lot of help when I started out. So I basically ran this campaign on my own.
A real grassroots kind of campaign, then.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Teresa's given me a lot of help. And
now, who's Teresa? She's the silent partner here today.
Teresa's my very good friend.
Okay.
And she has done a lot of work in the political field. To look at Teresa, you'd just think, oh, she just wants to have fun. But behind that mask, there's a union person there. She's big union. She's been involved in, she introduced me to most of the people that I needed to know in the Democratic Party. She's a strong Democrat. So it's been great having her as one of my best friends.
All right. Now do you take it as a positive that you haven't spent a lot of time in politics in your life? Do you think you can bring a fresh view by not being a career kind of politician?
I absolutely do. All my life, things have happened to me that now I realize all those things that have happened have brought me to this place.
Yeah.
And just like being on the radio, I was having trouble getting my name out.
Right.
And then I ran into Pete Barnes walking my dog down Cedar Lake Road, and he gave me his card, and I'm so thankful that I've got this opportunity to get my name out.
Boy, if you're going to run into one guy, Pete Barnes is the guy to run into if you want to get your name out on the radio.
He sure is. He made me feel so comfortable, and we joked and laughed because we lived on the same street
all
of our lives. I'm a good friend of his sister.
And I think that's another important thing is you'll know what the district needs because you've been a lifelong resident here. You know the people, and I think you'll know what to take with you. Like you mentioned at the top of the interview about representation, you would know how to represent the people here in the 106th.
Even my Republican friends say, okay, I'm going to do this for you because it's you, but you're only getting it this one time, and then I'm going back to be a Republican. But they helped throw a party for me at the office lounge Oscoda, and it just about made me cry. I said, this is my victory party because I've made it this far, basically on my own, and I felt I've already won a victory.
There you go. Well, Roseanne, best of luck to you tomorrow in the primaries. And if you make it past that, good luck in the general election. And again, if people want more information, you said not much on social media. Now, are there a lot of these out, the pamphlets that we have here?
Yes, yes. That's where Teresa really came in.
These are great, yeah.
And also Dawn Soroka, a good friend of mine, has helped me a lot with door-to-door. And yes. We've gotten a lot of these pamphlets out, probably about 3,000 of them.
Well, I know you got a great looking family. I know this guy here especially, Justin Griffith.
Oh, that Justin.
Yeah, we've worked together for quite a few years now on the canoe marathon. So he's a great guy, and I'm sure you've got him on your team too because he's a pretty good coordinator.
I'm so proud of him. He's the one that really gives me the encouragement to go forward because I see him making all these advancements, and I want to be a good role model for him like he's been for me.
Very good. She's one of the candidates for state representative on the Democratic side in the primary tomorrow, Roseanne Curley. Roseanne, thank you for joining us this morning, and again, best of luck to you in the election season here.
Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful.